for tuning in to the Illuminations podcast. We love having you here. It is our mission to be a beacon of light on your journey towards conscious and mindful living. In our weekly episode, we bring you inspiring change makers in the field of spirituality, healing, personal growth, and wellness who share their insight and expertise so you can navigate your way to a happier, healthier, and more purposeful life.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Illuminations World Podcast. I'm your host, Nia. I'm a clinical hypnotherapist, sound therapist, and a yoga teacher here at Illuminations. So we are now back once again with another topic, with another speaker. Actually, in fact, this is a speaker that we've had on our show a couple of weeks ago, you guys must remember. Her name is Neos Ventura. She was on for our previous episode, which was, is your anxiety coming from your gut feeling or negative thinking? If you haven't listened to this episode, you must check it out. It's got loads and loads of nuggets. And today she is back with a new topic. And this is all about why balancing your masculine and feminine energy is essential for success. And this is such a juicy topic because there's so much that we can get into. And not a lot of people know what really is feminine and masculine energy. And a lot of people associate it with the gender. Mm-hmm. So let's debunk all of that today and get straight into it. So Neos, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
It's such a pleasure having you back again. And we had a really good chat last time. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. So tell us, Neos, let's just debunk the myths around it and just mm-hmm. let's clarify, what exactly is masculine and feminine energy?
Yeah, definitely. This is just an amazing thing that we can start talking about it. But different cultures along history, they have been debunking exactly what means feminine and masculine energy. If you think about feminine energy is nourishing, mm-hmm. is compassion. It's very related to that kind of mother yeah. energy. It also, it's very intuitive, loving, and it's just, you know, it trusts. It has this big ability of trusting. Mm. Masculine energy is more connected with action. Mm-hmm. This energy that is very driven, action,
yeah,
moving forward, laser-focused mm-hmm. energy. And it has this, let's say, monofocus lens mm. that knows how to reach a specific goal. Mm.
So yeah. It's very interesting the way you describe it, because from my point of view, it sounds like feminine energy is a bit more expansive and masculine energy is very directed and like you said, focused. So they already have a very different, almost like polar opposites when you look at it.
Definitely. Right. Maybe if you think about shape, yeah. maybe feminine, it will be more like a sphere.
Yeah, just more rounds and curves.
Exactly. Think about like this kind of cloud energy, but feeling like very comfy and yeah. expansive, as
yeah.
you said.
And masculine is like geometric and pointy and lines.
Exactly. I keep seeing this point and this line and then the next point and the next line.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's like an action and a plan.
So mm. how is this relate? Because a lot of people get confused with masculine and feminine energy being gender-based. Mm-hmm. So is it gender-based? And how is it related to human beings, essentially? Yeah.
Definitely it's not, because both men, women, we have the ability and we carry both energies, feminine and masculine, at the same time.
Right.
But definitely depending on many situations, and we relate or we feel more comfortable in one energy or in the other one. And that doesn't have to be masculine if you're a man or feminine if you're a woman.
Right. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that being a woman or a man, you have both, mm-hmm. but you can tend to have higher of one energy than the other. Mm-hmm. So what does, and I imagine that comes off as an imbalance, does it? Or if it's an imbalance, what are the signs that show that you have an imbalance in a masculine or feminine energy?
If you look at physiologically, if you look at from the body aspect, definitely hormones.
Right.
Yeah. So you have to check endocrine system, the hormones, right? Hormones are chemicals inside of our body that the main thing, they just communicate. So definitely having a balanced hormonal system will allow the communication inside of your system to be healthy.
Oh, that's such a good point that you mentioned, because it just reminded me of something that my teacher taught me about women with PCOS or PCOD. He was saying that it typically happens when there is an imbalance in masculine energy in women, or an uprise in masculine energy in women, and PCOD is your ovaries' way of balancing that masculine energy by producing more eggs. So he was saying how within the last 10 years there's been an uprise in more women having issues with their PCOD or PCOS, and it's because of the career, their lifestyle and the expectations of society. Definitely. So when you just mention how it's all one sign is to look at the hormonal balance or imbalance is a good sign to see.
Definitely. And PCOS is such an issue as endometriosis and so on. And that starts with hormone cortisol.
Right.
So the adrenal glands, when women were stressed and we have to do many things, right? Because we do.
Exactly. Multitaskers.
Always.
Natural multitaskers.
So these cortisol levels just go very high and then start affecting different hormones along the way.
Right.
Specifically starting with the hormones that are connected with our metabolism.
Right.
So because the stress is higher, nervous system is affected, and then the hormones are affected as well.
Yeah.
So these women are driven and create this kind of masculine energy to get into this dot. Right? Line dot. So they believe that acting that way from their masculine energy, they can reach those goals, and they can just check those boxes. But actually, they're missing the ability of that trust of the feminine and that intuition. When you're acting from that stress levels, you're completely in your brain. So you cannot be supported by your intuition.
So you lose touch with that feminine side.
Definitely, because you're so stressed that you're not in that state that you can allow the energy of compassion to support you, the energy of acceptance to understand that maybe you don't have to do all that big list in one day.
So would you say that men naturally being more inclined to their masculine side, let's say, it allows them to be more, let's say, lined or dot-like versus women because they are more inclined to their feminine side. Does that make sense? Like, is that why?
That might be the case, but at the same time, if they are stressed, they are out of touch with their feminine energy. Yeah. So they might feel weak if they express anything connected with emotions.
Yeah.
I was having just a session with an amazing man, and he was like, I can't express my frustration because can hurt others. Right? So men also carry somehow that burden in the subconscious mind, believing that anger hurts others.
Wow. That's so fascinating. And I like what you touched based on when you were saying, like, women think that they need to be a certain way, which is like more masculine, more dot-like, more lined. But I also imagine that it's that misconception that people have when we're talking about equality and how society has progressed. I feel like equality does not mean to be like man
or, definitely,
you know, to be like them. And I feel like that's what women are trying to be, or at least that's what I feel like mm-hmm. they are. But it's more to appreciate both sides, the feminine aspect of it mm-hmm. as well, which for years and generations, I think it has been viewed as weak. Mm-hmm. Or not strong enough or not necessary, but it just shows how important it is.
Mm. And maybe we have to look back. If I think about an example, for example, my mom, she was a professor in the university at a time when in Spain there were no women professor in universities.
Wow.
And even though you were independent, you couldn't at the time open your bank account and put your money wow. if you were not married and with the permission of your father.
Right.
So that's why a woman at the time had to face yeah. all those rules and situations. Mm. It doesn't matter the culture.
Yeah.
And then understand that they can also be purposeful outside yeah. their homes and share their wisdom yeah. in that kind of environment that was very manly.
Yeah, so I can see why there has been that stigma around being more feminine or mm-hmm. or it being viewed as weaker and thinking that you have to be, you know, masculine.
And that's a misconception that also affects our health, as you were mentioning, with yeah. the PCOS or the stress levels. So definitely, I believe that we are creating this situation. And we're understanding how to embrace our own energies in the workplace.
100%. Mm-hmm. So how do you view or how do you think having this imbalance affects your success in life, let's say?
Mm-hmm. When you think about success, you have to understand what means success for you. So it will be different depending on the person.
Yeah.
Because success is not only just being successful in business. Success has this, you know, deep connection with acknowledging what you truly want and then being able to create it.
Yeah.
I believe that women, we have the power to create anything. Mm. We can be successful creating businesses and being creative with mm. our businesses, but also we can create babies, yeah. right? So having this ability, it's amazing, but then we have to focus. And sometimes, specifically when women want to become mothers, sometimes they feel like, where am I?
Yeah.
Am I now successful as a mother, or am I going to be able to also be successful once my baby's 1 year old back in my business? Mm. So women always have to, you know, come back to themselves and define and redefine and rebirth many times the meaning of success, because it's going to change depending right. on their life paths and
I
their
love
choices.
That. I love how mm. you really dissected that word success and the definition of it, because a lot of the times there's that association of success with money. And then again, that is also a very masculine quality, right?
Definitely.
But like you said, in terms of creation, which is the feminine energy, in order to make that money, you need that creative ability or that energy. Mm-hmm. And you see this a lot in different cultures. Like, for example, the Indian culture, you have the god of money, but you'd always have a feminine goddess for it as well. So there's this constant depiction of both masculine and energy, even in terms of gods and goddesses, which I think is very, very beautiful. And
it
you can
is.
See this in different cultures too.
Mm-hmm. And also, if you talk about the masculine energy, you understand that man is successful in their business, but then they have to have a family. Otherwise, that protection and that powerful yang
yeah.
masculine energy is not really completed.
Oh, I love that. I love that you mentioned that. That's so true.
Yeah, because if a man doesn't have anything to protect, then he feels unhappy. And I have seen this in clients that they have been really successful in a level that is really high,
yeah.
but then they feel completely empty inside.
And you're saying it's because there isn't that flow that's needed? Like, let's say they are successful and they make a lot of money or whatever the position that they made, it's not being contributed or flowed in any other direction. Is that why?
Yeah, definitely. They can feel that power of being successful, but then the success comes when that powerful energy allows the heart to open and be shared with someone.
Wow.
Mm. Wow. So maybe this man is very successful and maybe he has a lot of charities, and that's great. It feels fulfilling.
Mm.
But then he also is in this state of, am I going to allow myself to open and use these virtues that I have as a man with my woman or with my partner, and feel that this energy provides, helps, supports, and nurtures.
So can you tell us a little bit, an example of a man with an imbalanced masculine or feminine energy and a woman with an imbalanced masculine or feminine energy based on your experience?
Okay, let's start with a man. So a man that it's imbalanced in their masculine, that feels more, let's say, intuitive, more feminine. Yeah. He feels able to express. But then when it comes with abundance or maybe success, this man feels like, oops, I don't know how to do this yet. So usually the type of clients that I have help with this kind of issues, they tend to have lower back issues.
Wow.
So there's a fear of using this manly energy, this masculine energy, to receive this abundance and feel like they can support themselves and others.
Wow.
So they tend to be more in that feminine or that emotional side. Wow. Which is amazing.
Yeah, that's a great sign to even see that your body even talks with the lower back pain.
Mm-hmm. So usually they just need to reprogram that in their subconscious level. They might have some issues with their parents, specifically the father figure. Yeah, and just work that out, especially with self-love and expressing that masculine force in a way that they can feel it, they can feel abundant, and they can allow this abundance to come so it can be shared with their own gifts.
Wow, I love that you mentioned that you advise people to look into their relationship with their father, because even with our different modality called family constellation, we've seen that issues relating to career, finances, and so on, because it's a masculine energy, it very much depends on your relationship with your father, because your masculinity comes down the line of the father and your femininity comes down the line of your mother. So if you have issues with your relationship, let's say relationship issues, you then look at your relationship with your mother. So it's very interesting that how you pick that up as well. So what about women?
Yeah, for women, oh, I believe man is missing, the other side
of the man. The feminine.
Yeah, so the man that is more masculine, maybe he's very successful in their business. Maybe they have also this aura, you know, of being very masculine.
Yeah.
They tend to be like very toned. Yeah. You can sense the testosterone. And maybe they miss this communication, the communication that comes from truth, from expressing
vulnerability.
Exactly. So they understood weakness as and vulnerability like the same word or the same energy, which is not. So sometimes this man, usually in a subconscious level, they feel used by a woman. They don't know how to create that safe space in their emotions.
Wow.
So they tend to provide and help women. Wow. But because they don't have that, let's say, healthy connection, usually they attract women that are more interested in their more abundant side, let's say.
Not really for the emotional connection,
definitely.
Basically. Wow, so that's a sign of an imbalanced masculine for...
Yes.
Wow.
They don't accept the feminine because it's weakness.
Because it's weakness.
But they're truly trying to create that feminine. That's why they attract this kind of...
Yeah.
Women that they're also somehow disconnected.
So you can see how that directly affects their relationships.
Definitely.
You know, having that high masculine directly affects their the kind of partners they attract, which then affects their relationships.
Yes.
That's so fascinating, right? What about women?
Yeah, women. So we have mentioned about the women that is successful in their businesses, that they tend to be more... let's say masculine somehow, and that was the old way of feeling respected in a room full of men.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. If you think about the generation maybe of our mothers, how they felt in businesses or trying to, you know, be leaders at that time. So it was tough.
Yeah.
So these women act from the perspective that they can just be feminine as a mothers or in their own relationships. Mm. But maybe they have problems to understand how to connect truly and receive help. Yeah. I have seen many of these women, and usually they love themselves or they're learning how to love themselves.
Yeah.
But they don't know how to attract or receive help from men. They tend to be over-independent.
Wow.
Very successful in businesses. But then when it comes to relationships, personal relationships, then it's like, oy.
That is so interesting that you mentioned, because if you have a high masculine and let's say you meet a guy that probably is, you know, masculine, you naturally clash. There's a the natural clash, because just today I was with someone who you could tell she's very vocal about it. She's like she does not want men who are feminine. She feels like, you know, it's all about fight, and you can sense the masculine energy. But she was also talking about how she really wants a partner, but she's finding it very hard to find a partner.
Yeah.
So it made me think, if you judge the feminine side of a man so much, or if you judge femininity, how can you even do well in a relationship, right? Definitely. And you can see that. You can really see that the kind of partner you'd probably attract would be more feminine because of your high masculine.
Yes, and also it's a hormonal thing. If you think about it, those women have also testosterone. So a woman that is more masculine has more testosterone.
Right.
So then finding a man, the man has to have more testosterone to be attractive for this woman from a biological, physiological point of view.
Wow.
So then from that perspective, the amount of men that this woman can be attracted to then is less. And then for those men, usually this woman tend to have also like a big long list of things, right? And so it will be more like, I don't know if that person is out there. That's what I found out.
That sounds so true. And what about having a high feminine?
Yes, high feminine usually tend to be not very grounded in their body if the high feminine is not balanced. So they is this beautiful, gentle, intuitive energy that feels like hugging, if that makes sense. It has this beautiful energy, creative, but somehow taking action or feeling grounded feels overwhelming. And is this sensitivity that the feminine energy has, that it doesn't know how to ground, then cannot move forward.
Wow.
So these kind of women are just amazing, but they truly are in awe of understanding, how do I create this because I feel it. So they can attract and become very magnetic, but then they really want to balance that masculine or try to understand what it means to be grounded and create also from one step in front of the other.
Right. So I imagine for women like that, it might be a lot harder to, let's say, maybe do well in their careers or maybe having that structure, because it's like restrictions, right?
Yeah.
Like it's viewed as restrictions. And if you're like high feminine, then that flowiness can't happen with certain rigidity of the masculine. So I can see that.
Yeah, and it's amazing that flowy, because if you're an artist, if you channel, if you're creative, maybe you can manifest the structure to, you know, to get that groundness energy that you're missing.
Yeah.
So I have seen this, for example, in singers and musics. One lady that used to play the violin, and she was superb, like amazing. But then when it came to manage her career and her gigs, and she was so overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I really need to manifest someone that manages all this stuff and just focus on what I want to do.
Right.
Which is also a way to feel safe, supported, structured.
Right.
But at the same time, right, is this specific thing that the feminine energy does that can be just excellent.
Wow.
Very successful.
So it's all about knowing how you can harness both sides, the masculine and the feminine, mm-hmm. and knowing when to act through which portal, you know. So when you need the masculine, how to be masculine, when you need the feminine, how to be feminine, and not choosing one or the other, but accepting and embracing the qualities of both without judgment.
Exactly, and playing with it. Because sometimes we have this urge of, I need to fight for this, but wait a minute, do I really need to fight for this? Can I just manifest it and attract it?
Mm.
And for men, it's like, what will happen if, rather than fighting for this, I just allow myself to feel confident and maybe put my energy in the next project or in opening my heart? And so free will plays big game. Wow. Many people's choices, but definitely just being aware, playing with it, understanding it, it makes us learn and grow and keep sharing the best that we can give to others and ourselves.
And as you were talking to me about this, I was just thinking how, in order to do that, the role of self-awareness and mindfulness is extremely important, right?
It's huge.
This is where the whole, whether it's therapy, whether it's healing, or where that journey begins, when it all comes down to self-awareness.
Yeah, definitely.
So what tips do you have for our speakers who perhaps identify with certain signs that you've mentioned? What can they do to balance their feminine and balance their masculine?
Okay, so for balance the feminine, let's say creativity, something that makes the person explore and expand. That could be, for example, dancing. That could be singing. That could be using intuition.
Right.
So feminine energy feels safe in the body if your body feels safe. So nervous system has to be on check.
Yeah.
So the awareness starts, right, when the nervous system feels healthy to be listening without judging. That's the other part of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So doing things that are more body movement based and flowy and creative.
Yeah. Energy of creation, right? Yeah. Second chakra.
Yeah.
Moving that energy up, breathing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, feminine energy is connected with the moon energy. So how my period, is it balanced?
Yeah.
How my hormones are, you know, if they are balanced as well. Yeah. Am I having PCOS? How am I with my PMS?
Yeah.
All these are just, you know, ways that your body is telling you that something is not balanced.
Something is not right. Got you.
Definitely. And for men, or for the masculine energy, definitely exercise works very well. Exercise that makes the testosterone go into the levels that feels healthy for each person. Definitely allowing that energy to come and support the emotional space.
Yeah.
So that feels safe and find a way to express that.
Okay. So for men, it's more to do with the exercise and so on. And for women, it's more to do with the creativity, basically.
Yeah. But also there is a man that wants to be more, or is trying to open their heart and use more the feminine energy, then you can use creativity.
Right.
And if you're a woman that you don't know how to be grounded, maybe you can just try something that makes your, in this case for women, it will be more balancing the hormones that allow, you know, the estrogen.
And
so that will be a physical activity that makes you feel grounded.
Yeah.
And, the, you know.
So bringing nice yourself back into the body.
Definitely.
Rather than staying
out there.
I also wanted to mention as well, I read something the other day about yoga and how Hatha yoga is, so Hatha is the sun, I believe, and Ta is the moon. And Hatha yoga is the science of purely balancing your yin and yang, which is your Ida, Pingala, or feminine and masculine energy. So even through the postures, you and the reason why you have certain postures and breathing exercises, it's purely to apparently balance both the feminine and the masculine side energetically.
Definitely.
Through different body postures. And what I also liked about it was the fact that we come through generations and generations and generations of men and women. So like we touched base on how your masculinity comes from your father, your femininity comes from your mother, it all dates back all the way from the initiation or the conception of this world and how the earth is predominantly affected by the sun and the moon. So viewing the sun as the masculine and the father energy and your mother as the moon and feminine energy. So this yoga is essentially allowing you to connect to your first father and mom, which is beyond human beings, which is the sun and the moon. So I've thought that was so beautifully explained and meant, you know, talked about, which I've never heard before.
Oh, thank you so much for sharing.
It's
beautiful. Definitely.
So thank you. Thank you again, Neos, for coming back to the show and sharing all this insight about feminine and masculine energy and giving us more clarity about this topic. And we look forward to having you back again with another topic. Until then, I thank all the listeners as well for tuning in one more time. And I look forward to seeing you all soon with another topic, with another speaker. Until then, stay safe and look great.
Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, we'd love to have you tune in again next week as we discuss more engaging topics on relationships, health, career, self-care, and spirituality. If you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave us a rating and review. We'd be extremely grateful. To catch all the latest from us, you can also follow us on Instagram at Illuminations World or visit the Illuminations World YouTube channel for more inspiring content. See you again next week, and until then, live light.